أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 15 and 16 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the desire of human beings. What are our desires when we carry out even good deeds? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Man kana yuridul hayat ad-dunya, that person who desires the life of this world, وَزِينَتَهَا and its splendor, its adornment, نُوَفِّي إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا, then we will completely recompense him for his deeds in this dunya. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبَخَسُونَ, and he will not be in a loss. In other words, there will be no shortage, no transgression when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala recompenses. By and large, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is referring to the disbelievers, those who had not brought Iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but there are multitudes of them who Allah Ta'ala inspires them and they do real good deeds, like for example deeds of charity. Some of them may have built hospitals, others may have built orphanages. Now those are very good deeds in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But these individuals had not brought Iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, nor have they brought Iman in the Akhirat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through His wisdom and through His justice, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give them the full recompense. وَهُمْ لَا يُبْخَسُونَ, there will be no shortage in that recompense, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give it to them fully and wholly in this dunya. Now it is quite logical that a person is from a particular country, let's say South Africa, he is in employment, and if his employer says to him that you are never going to leave South Africa, but nonetheless, I will pay you your salary in Dubai. It is obvious that this man is never going to be pleased with it. So hence, he will not want to work. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala applies the same principle that these individuals did not bring Iman in Akhirat. Hence, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will keep nothing in store for them in the Akhirat. Their belief is this world. Everything is in this world. They want all the recompense in this world, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will recompense them in this world. With regards to Muslims, those who have brought Iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this ayah also plays a very important role. That on many an occasion, we will carry out deeds, and we will want to see the fruits of it in this world. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will apply the same rule for those individuals. There is a very lengthy hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will call a martyr, a man that gave his life. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will ask him, what have you done? And he will say, oh Allah, I had given my life for you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will say, no, you had personal motives. And like that, an alim, a person that studied the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the same principle will apply. And number three, a person that spent his wealth, and he will say to Allah Ta'ala, I spent my wealth for your sake. And Allah Ta'ala will say, no, you had spent it in the world, and you got what you wanted out of that world. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this ayat is also commanding us to look at our objectives, what is our purpose in life, and that should always be akhirah. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Man kana yuridu al-ajila, that person who desires al-ajila, ajila is this material world, ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha, then we will give them, we will hasten with regards to their rewards in this material world, liman nurid, for whoever we desire. So that is the principle that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will apply. And again, the reminder is that we should turn the hearts towards Akhirat and do only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ. Then those are the people that for them there is no portion of the Akhirat but the fire of Jahannam. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And whatever they had practiced in the world, all of it will be nullified, and void will be their actions and their deeds, that there will be nothing for them in store in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.